Okay, so back in the 60s, I think it was now, there were a group of artists in the Cambridge area that decided to, just for fun, purely open their studios and invite friends and neighbours and local people in to see their artwork. And it sort of started to snowball from there, and I think a more official organisation was set up. And they haven't looked back since then. The numbers keep growing year on year. I think the membership now is up to about 500.
Good Lord. It's amazing. And I mean, it's a very professionally run organisation by the sound of it. You've every year produced this wonderful guide to all the different artists. It's in full colour and it really is. It's amazing. And of course, you see the banners hanging around on the lampposts in town and everything. So it's very much part of the Cambridge art scene.
It certainly is. People travel far and wide to come to Cambridge Open Studios. There's an extremely high calibre of artists. So you can go along and look at the art and feel very welcome in people's homes and studios. You know, you get quite young artists as well as those who are slightly longer in the tooth and have been doing it for many years.
Okay. Is it just Cambridge City Centre, or how wide a field do you go?
No, the name is a bit misleading. Cambridge Open Studios actually covers quite a wide area. Not only Cambridge City Centre, but many of the sort of areas around, towns and villages around. We go up to Ely, there's quite a few artists in around the Ely area, down to the Saffron Walden area and villages around there, and also out towards sort of Huntingdon, and sort of all of the villages in between, you'll find that there are artists.
Wow. Okay, so what's a typical artist do? What sort of art is covered by Cambridge Open Studios?
It's extremely diverse. It's not just paintings, as you'd perhaps expect. You can expect to see ceramic artists, digital art, illustrators. There are quite a few jewellers, so you can get some lovely pieces of sort of jewellery there. There are book art, sculpture, texture, wood carving, interior designers, metalwork, calligraphy. So really anything that is sort of a cross or, you know, handmade, you can expect to see it.
And are these just exhibitions, or are people genuinely opening their studios in a lot of cases?
They are opening their studios, so it works in a couple of ways. Many artists work from home and they'll either have a studio in the garden or perhaps a studio within the house, so you can go and have a look around. Sometimes art is displayed in their homes as well as in their studio. Other artists get together and hire venues. So, for example, this year there's a group of artists in Grantchester in the Village Hall, so there's about 8 artists there, so they hire the space, so you'll go and still be able to speak to the artist, but obviously you won't be seeing them in their work environment. It comes in many different shapes and forms.
Okay, let's pick out one or two of your favourites then. What have you got for us this year?
Okay, well, this year, looking at the guidebook, all of the artists have a number, and if you follow us on social media, you'll see that we always try and mention their number, so it's easy for you to check their details. Mm-hmm. We have an artist, Andrew Strickland, who is, as I mentioned, exhibiting at the Grantchester Village Hall. He actually does contemporary furniture design. So I'm actually going to try and pop along there and see him. So that would be, again, something nice to look out for. Then I would also suggest or recommend going to see a gentleman called Mac Mathard. Now, Mac is actually in Ely, and his title in the guidebook, he lists himself as absurd, meaningless and stupid images. And his guide image is two people sort of from the 1900s sitting in a bath, black and white pictures. So sometimes you look at his pictures and they're not quite as you don't expect to see what you're seeing. So it's quite obscure. So I think that's quite fun. And then my last suggestion would be Kate Gallimore. Now, Kate's actually only exhibiting for the first weekend. She's actually an interior designer, and she's in Pidley, so near Huntingdon. If you're interested in, you know, nice things for your home and printing, then Kate's probably
But that's interesting, isn't it? Because that really is, that's redefining the whole idea of an open studio a little bit more again, to bring an interior designer in on that.
Absolutely.
One.
And I believe she's in a rather nice old house, so I'm sure that she's...
so the inquisitive
nice
people will be walking...
Absolutely. You'll see some nice examples of interior design there as well. But very friendly. And with all the open studios, you'll always be very welcome. The artists are very pleased to talk to you about their art, where they draw their inspiration, and, you know, why they love doing what they do.
Now, you raised an interesting point there. You said, these people aren't, this particular age, she's only exhibiting the first week or so. It's July is a 5-week month this year, so it's the first four weekends.
It's the first four weekends of July. Studios are open from 11 until 6, both the Saturday and the Sunday. When you pick up the guidebook or look online, in everybody's listing, it will say which weekends they're actually exhibiting.
Right.
So don't get caught out, because not everyone is open all four weekends.
I've seen various cards and bits and bobs going around of trails. I think East Chesterton, I think, has one. I think there's a few others that I'm aware
there
of.
There are a number of trails, that's right. So trails are something that the artists themselves put together. You will find, if you look in the guidebook, there are maps and you can see the clusters of dots, and that obviously signifies an open studio. But the artists get together and decide to create a trail to make it even easier for the visitors to find them. So they'll produce a leaflet and list all of their local people on their trail. And we try to post these up on the Cambridge Open Studios Facebook page, but if you follow us on Twitter, Cam Open Studios, then many of the artists will be posting them up there as well. So we will obviously retweet them.
You'll keep everyone posted up to date.
Excellent.
One other thing I saw was a tweet came round for you, an email came round from you a short while back saying you'd got the youngest ever artist this year.
Yes, quite exciting. So we have a mum and daughter duo based out in Linton. Kayla Ann is the mum and Holly is the daughter, so they're the Coopers in Linton. Holly is actually studying her GCSEs at the moment, but they've got a new studio at home and are obviously very much looking forward to welcoming people to their open studios this year.
Wow, okay. And I finally hear you've hit the digital age, is that right? There's talk of an app.
Absolutely. So new for this year, we are on Instagram, so you can follow us there. We'll be posting up pictures of people's guide images, so have a look there and sort of be inspired. But also we've got an app this year now available for both iPhone and Android, and that's available online, should be at the end of June, so keep checking and you can download that, and again that will then show you the local studios to you.
What a great idea.
Absolutely.
Well, it's lovely to see something. It just seems to go from strength to strength. It seems that every year the banners are there, new stuff is coming along. It really has got a momentum and a life of its own, doesn't it?
This year we have 354, I think it is, artists taking part at 271 locations. So the numbers grow year on year.
Wow.
So it's a really fun day out for the whole family. If you're interested in art, or if you really just want to have a nice day out, there's absolutely no pressure to buy. It's just nice to go and have a look. Mini exhibitions in people's houses. You know, why not make a day of it and have a
Because you can always build it in with, exactly. There's pubs and tea rooms and all that sort of stuff all over the place. You can always make a real fun day out of it, can't you?
Absolutely. And for those people who are in town, it's quite nice. Again, look at the map and, you know, walk round the open studios.
Now, the actual studios themselves as well, they usually have a flag outside, don't they?
They do.
Some of them are quite faded now.
<that's>
Been doing this a few years.
Members, that's right. So all new members are given a flag. So yes, those some are brighter than others now. But the flags flying outside a house or a location will be signifying an open studio of some description. So if you see those flags, you need nothing more than that invitation to go in and go and see what's happening there.
That's brilliant. Just remind us on the website and the Facebook details and everything.
So it's camopenstudios.co.uk. On Twitter, we're camopenstudios. And again, on Facebook, you'll find us. And it's bright yellow. You can't miss us. So go and find a guidebook. They're in and around Cambridge, in galleries, cafes, shops, libraries and so on, and has all the information you need in there. But you can also go online and download a copy of that so that you can be browsing on your tablets at
home. Very environmentally friendly too. Lovely. Well, I know I've done some interviews, and Cambridge 105 members of staff been out interviewing people already for this year's Open Studios, and it is just amazing, the talent, as you say, the talent of some of these people.
And the quality and they of are the
just,
work.
It is, and they just seem to sort of, oh really? Do you think it's quite good? You think, yes, it is amazing. So it's a great way to spend a day, and it's very inspirational. If you're into art yourself, it's a great way to inspire. What about budding artists? Is there a way that they can get involved?
Absolutely. Now, if you're interested in joining Cambridge Open Studios, they are very strict on the deadlines. The applications to join, the applications open in about September, October time.
Right.
And the deadline is the end of December. And you have to then commit to then taking part next year. You know, if you want to be exhibiting, then you have to then confirm you will do that. But you can also be a member. So some people join for a year or so before becoming, an actual participating member.
Just see what goes on and get
That's
a feel
right.
for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Brilliant. Well, Joe, we wish you all the best with it, as always. We've loved it here on Cambridge 105 for the past few years. Very excited it's up and running again. Can't wait to meet some more of these artists and see what's going on. Come back and report.
Thank you ever so much. I'm sure we will.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.